Poetry is genesis, the first cry, the primordial need to be heard, a means to survive. This is Sunil Bhandari, and you are listening to Uncut Poetry. Adrift, on parents and lovers we survive. And I asked her if there was an inflection point when she let him take over her life and she'd given up resistance. She said she was too young then and he'd started falling too sick too often and her mom wasn't able to cope. And she broke down and said, "It's 10 years now, years lost to a man I hate and love equally. As I saw him lose his money, his pride, his sons, his sense of balance, his grip on what the world could be, but not his grip on me. Imagine what life could have been. We would have traveled, bought a house. He could have dawdled in a garden under bushes of bougainvillea. Mum could have dozed in the sun, bees wondering if she was a cloud. I could have been free with myself if he hadn't blown it all away." The tragedy were his insistences to subsume my life into his demands. He would breathe into me. He would breathe out into me as he demanded payback for the life he gave me. And here you are, my aberrant savior. The one who listens to me rant and rave. What are you, my love, but a crutch I use when I think of normalcies? You are my selfish desire, my escape when I'm overwhelmed with his spit, his piss, his excretions, his exertions. You are the conversation I long for, the normalcy in passing. But here we are, holding on to each other, two specks of give and take. You come full, I come empty, as we touch each other reverentially, knowing we are the inchoate answers to unsaid prayers, lifeboats to a journey riddled though it is with misgivings. You say you will help me survive my world, understand love's forked nature, and we will sail as survivors who have found a sea they can't drown in. But love, why are the skies still dark, though dawn has long come, long gone? They say, in actuality, there are only two kinds of people in the world, fighters and survivors. I have often thought about this grim prognosis of life, and without attributing anything dire to it, I really think it is close to truth. In seeking acceptances, we often have to struggle with the true us and the version the world wants to see, because we are first a subset of a larger expectation before we start to even begin to be our own person. The corollary to this is often the complete abdication of lives, most often to parents, soon enough to partners, husbands, lovers. We are first loved for what we are and then are given a larger acceptance only if we confirm to their idea of us. If we waver from there, try to become something which is truly us, if we protest, we have to face consequences. It could start from emotional appeal, transcend to consequences, end in incarcerations of all kinds. We often seek refuge, escapes, clutch at straws, good hearts, and find ourselves giving into patterns. One prison for another, as it were. Unconsciously, we build shackles inside of us, without realizing we have become our own prisoners. There is redemption. Alas, it comes with a high price. Shame, isolation, death. Often, even unconditional love is not enough, as it is riddled with complex past archetypes, windmills of the confounded mind. We are finally of ourselves, suicidally jettisoning this one wondrous life. This is Sunil Bhandari and you are listening to Uncut Poetry. If you enjoyed this poem, rate it on Spotify or leave a comment on Apple Podcast. And I have a lovely newsletter called The Uncuts, which is like a Sunday dollop of warmth and fun and beauty. Subscribe to it. The link is in the show notes. And if you loved this episode, please do share it with someone you love. See you next week.